Okay, good morning. Thank you for coming. Today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Hey. We just began the Mishnah of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, so let's go back to that Mishnah. The topic that the Gemara is dealing with is the issue of the status of the estate. Somebody passes away, and the brothers have not yet divided up the property, so there is now an estate. So we last learned what happens if one brother causes increased value to the estate. Does he get to keep that increased value? Does it get shared amongst the entirety of the estate? That was one topic. And now today's daf is going to introduce us to something that we're no longer familiar with, and that was called Shushbinus. Shushbinus was a practice that if Yaakov got married, his friend Reuven would come to the wedding, would enjoy, would celebrate, would gladden Yaakov, and would give Yaakov a gift. And in return, Yaakov now owed Reuven a gift. When Reuven would get married, Yaakov would have to go to the wedding, and even if he didn't know about the wedding, he'd have to at least send a reciprocal gift. Now, this gift was virtually a financial obligation. It could be collected in court. You know, Reuven could say, I went to Yaakov's wedding, I gave him a gift. Now that I'm getting married, Yaakov better give me a gift. It had the nature of a debt. So now our Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if we have the Shushbinus, but it's from the father, who's now not alive, to get the reciprocal gift back or to give the reciprocal gift. So what are we going to say? Is it something that's the responsibility of the entire estate? Or maybe only a particular child within the estate? So that's the discussion. Let's start the Mishnah.
Is that a minhag?
Yeah, it was a very strong minhag, a very strong practice. Sort of like minhag ha-medina, like the country's practice. So the Mishnah says, Ha'achin sha'asu miktsasin shushbinus b'chaya av. Brothers, that some of them made shushbinus in the life of father. In other words, father sent some of his sons to weddings of, friends of his or children of friends of his to go to the weddings and to bring gifts. Now, father died. So now, Chazra Shushbinus, when the gifts come back from those that father had sent, so let's say he sent the son Reuven to Yaakov's wedding. So now he died, and now when Reuven, his son, is getting married, Yaakov comes with a gift for Reuven. But no, Chazal Shushbinus, Chazal L'emtza, that gift goes back to the entire estate. It goes to all of the brothers. Why? Shah Shushbinus Nigris Pebezdin. Because this minhag, this practice of reciprocal gifts, is a very strong obligation. Courts would collect it. So from the perspective of the court, when father sends a son to a wedding with a gift, so now the recipient of that gift owes a gift back. So the court would force the recipient to pay the gift. So that's like money that's owed to father. Money that's owed to father, when it comes back in, gets divided amongst all the brothers.
There is no time limit in between how much time is involved?
No time. The guy's got to get married.
10 years ago, he gave a gift to
whatever it was.
Son.
Whatever it was. Aval ha-sholeach l'chaveru kadayayim v'kadey shemen. But sometimes you have gifts that are not part of the Shushbinus obligation. Let's say someone just sends gifts. He sends gifts of barrels of wine, barrels of oil. Now, he could even send it for a wedding. He just didn't go to the wedding. It wasn't the Shushbinus practice. Then, those are types of things that ain't nigvin bebezdin. The recipient who might reciprocate and also send a gift, he's not obligated to. The court wouldn't force him to send the gift. So if he does, it wouldn't be divided up amongst the brothers. These are just acts of kindness. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that if father sent a couple of his sons to a wedding with gifts to the chassan, so now the chassan owes a gift back. The chassan owes a gift back to all the members of the family, not just to those boys who came to his wedding. Or many, but I'll challenge you with the Braisa that says, not like that. The Braisa says, Shalach lo aviv shushbinus, if father sent through a son a gift to a particular groom and the wedding, Kishi Choseres, when that groom sends back a gift, Choseres, lo, it comes back to that son. The boy who brought the gift from father now becomes the recipient when the recipient of the gift he brought sends back a gift. However, Nishtal Chalav of Shushbinus, let's say father made a wedding, and somebody came to father's wedding and gave to the family a gift. Kishi Choseres. So now when we go to our guest's wedding, Choseres Min Emtza, all the siblings, all the members of the estate have to pay for the gift. So in other words, this brisa is saying that if father was the recipient of a gift, so now father owes, not if father is owed, but if father owes, then the entire estate owes. But if father sends a gift, if father is giving out, so sort of, it's owed to father. No, it's not owed to father, it's owed to that child who father gave the gift to bring to the wedding.
And that gift goes back to the estate.
No, to that child, this brisa is saying.
Disagrees.
This brisa is against the Mishnah. This brisa says it goes to the child. So what if father owes because he had gotten a gift of Shushbinus, Kishi Choseres, when now that he's dead and we need to repay, Choseres Min Emtza gets repaid from the estate. So we have a contradiction. Our Mishnah says that if a father sends a gift through a child, then when the gift comes back, it gets divided up amongst the estate. But the Braisa says if a father sends a gift through a child, when the gift comes back, it goes to that child. So now three answers. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of the Holy Amor, Rav Yochanan, who is the head of the yeshiva in Israel. Kitna nami masnisin. You have to change our Mishnah. When we learn in our Mishnah, Nishtal chalav iftnan. The way to read the Mishnah is not if the father sent a gift. If a gift was sent to father, where it says, what do you mean? But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said brothers who some of them made the shushbinus. In other words, some of them brought the gifts. Tani, you have to change the reading of the Mishnah. Brothers that to some of them shushbinus was done. Limiktsasa. That sha'asu limiktsas and shushbinus, they did to some of them shushbinus. So now father owes back. That's what we're saying, the estate owes back. What do you mean? How can you say that that's what the Mishnah means? V'achazer shushbinus katzani. But the Mishnah says, if the shushbinus is returned back to father's family, it goes to all the members of the family. According to what you're saying, it's not that the shushbinus is returned to father's family, it has to be the shushbinus is returned from father's family. So the Mishnah says, yeah, you have to change that too. Achikam, that's what the Mishnah says. And if Chazra Ligvos, if we're coming back to collect from father's family, because to father's family was given Shushbinus, Nigves Me'emtza, it comes from the entire estate. We collect it from the estate. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, basically we have a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So basically we twist the words of the Mishnah to say it really means the case of the Braisa. And basically, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is, if a father sends with his son a gift to somebody's wedding, and then father dies, so when that person, the recipient, sends back a gift, it goes to the son. When do we say that it's something of the estate? It's the opposite. If the father got a gift for one of his son's weddings from somebody, so now father has to send a gift back, father dies, it's the estate that sends the gift back. That's the view of Rabbi Yochanan. However, Rabbi Asi, give another answer to the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Lo kashas on a contradiction. It depends on what father said. Kan bistam, kan b'mefarish. If father just sent a gift without saying anything about the gift, that's our Mishnah, that when it comes back to the entire estate. The Braisa that says that if father sent a gift with the son, when a gift comes back, it goes to that son, that's when he explicitly said that. He said, I'm sending a gift with you with the intent that when a gift comes back, it goes to you. If father sent through a son a gift, kishi choseres, when the gift is reciprocated, choseres lo, it goes back to that son. Shalach avu shushbinus stam. But if father just sent a gift, he didn't send it with a particular son, He said, I have to send a gift. One son volunteered to bring it. He didn't, you know, say, you're going and it's going to come back to you. Then Kishi Choseres, when the gift comes back, Choseres Lamzad comes back to the entire estate. That was answer number two. So answer number two distinguishes between what father said. If father said, I'm sending a gift through you and I want you to get the gift back, then that's what goes to that son. If father said, I need to send a gift, who's willing to go? One boy says, okay, I'll go bring it. So then it's not coming back to that son, it's coming back to the entire estate. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel gives a third answer. The Mishnah that says that if gifts were sent through a couple of children, when they come back to the entire estate. That's talking about Achav Mayaskinan. Sheino note, Achav Mayaskinan Biyavam. Here, what are we talking about? We're dealing with a case of a brother-in-law. Acha biyavam askinan. Here we're dealing with a brother-in-law. In other words, like this.
The Bryce Commissioner is talking about.
We'll see in a second. So, in other words, the father sent a son with Shishbinus. So really, as the Brisa teaches, when a father specifies, let's say, according to Rabasi, so now the Shishbinus should come back to that son. But what happened was that son died. So since he died, his wife married his brother. So now, the brother who marries his wife is supposed to inherit all of his things. But the Mishnah is saying that the Shishbinus goes to the entire family, to the entire estate, because a Yavam doesn't get a share in things that the brother was supposed to get. He only has a share in the things that the brother already got. So since Shishbinus is a debt, it's money that will be coming back, it hasn't yet been collected by the boy who brought the gift. So now that the boy who brought the gift died, and his brother is inheriting him, his brother is not entitled to the Shishbinus money, so the Shishbinus money is get divided amongst all the brothers. We're talking about a brother who's marrying the widow. He's not entitled to things that his brother never took a hold of. So the Gemara now says, what's that?
So which one of these is the halacha, Rabbi?
Which one of the three answers?
Yeah.
The first one, I think. Anyway, we don't do any of this shishbinus, so it's really not such a question.
Rabbi, so he's saying both cases are talking about the shalom scenario?
No, both are talking about a mefaresh, right? So in the Brisa, the boy who is mefurash, he's supposed to be the recipient, is still alive.
Okay.
So he gets it, not the other brothers. But in the Mishnah, gift that comes back goes to all the brothers because he's already dead. Once he's dead, this is money that is ro'i money. So ro'i money gets divided amongst all. One second, the Gemara now says, Michlal, does that imply De'idah? Mishalim. So you're saying that the recipient of the gift still has to give a gift back. But the gift back doesn't go to the son who brought him the gift, it goes to all the brothers. Because that son died, and now, you know, it has to be shared by everyone. Is that so? Lema, why can't the person who got the gift say, listen, I know that the way it works with gifts, that if I get a gift, I have to give a gift back to you, but you're not around for me to give you the gift. Tnuli shushbini, give me my man who made me happy. That's machimo, and I can rejoice with him. He's not around for me to give him a gift, because he died. So why should I give the money and let it go to the estate? Milo Tanya, don't we have a similar halacha in regards to marriage? Now we're going to have a whole discussion. If a couple tried to make a marriage and for whatever reason the marriage doesn't work, there was a kiddushin and then they didn't get to nesuin. So does the kiddushin monies get returned or do they not get returned? So we learned in a brisa, makom shenagu lahavzir kiddushin, in a place where they have the practice that when there was a kiddushin, but then it didn't work, didn't get to the next level, didn't get to the nesuin, the wife has to give back the kiddushin monies. If that's the practice, makzir, so then a wife has to give it back.
What money would that be?
The ring. the ring of the Kiddushin. Makom shenagu shelo lahachzir, but in a place where they don't have the custom of giving back the ring if the Kiddushin didn't work out, didn't go to the Nesuin, ein machzirin, you don't have to give back the ring. V'am Rav Yosef bar Abba amar ukvar mashmuel, and Rav Yosef bar Abba told him the name of the holy Amora Shmuel. Lo shanu, this whole discussion of it being dependent on the custom of the place, Elishamesahi, if the wife died after she got the Kiddushin, before Nisuin, Avol Mesu, but if the wife is alive and she's ready for Nisuin, but her husband is now dead, so he can't go to the next level, Ein Machzir, then we certainly agree that she doesn't have to give back her ring. My time, because she has a winning argument, Kicholisha Tomar, he can say, listen, I'm ready for the Nisuin. Tnuli Bali Vesmachimo, give me my husband. I'm willing to go ahead. He's just not around. So if there's such an argument, I'm willing to go ahead. So Hachanami Neima, let's say the same thing in regards to Shushbinus. Why, how could Shmuel explain our Mishnah as talking about where the father had specified to the son, you bring the gift and you get the gift. So the son went and brought the gift, and now the son died before he could get a gift back. So since the gift coming back to him is wealth that he didn't actually have possession of, it's wealth that's coming to him. So that's not something that his brother is going to inherit because the brother married his wife. It's going to go to all the brothers. That's why the Shushbinus is being shared by the entire estate. What do you mean? There shouldn't be any Shushbinus at all. Because let the recipient of the gift say, give me my friend for me to gladden him. Like a woman can say, give me my husband for me to live with him. Hachanami here too. Nema, why can't the recipient of the gift argue, Tnuli Shushbini, give me my friend, Vesmach Imo, and I'll be happy with him, and since he's not around, so it's not my fault, I don't pay anything. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef answered, he can't make the argument here. Why? Because Hacha B'maya Skinan here, what are we dealing with? He did gladden his friend. Kigon Shasamach Imo, Shivizimea Mishteh. Again, father took his son Reuven and said to Reuven, here's a gift that I want you to go deliver to Yaakov at his wedding. And when Yaakov sends a gift back, when you get married eventually, it's going to be yours. Father specified it. So Reuven went with the gift. And now Reuven gets married. And Yaakov comes to Reuven's wedding. And Yaakov is at Reuven's wedding for the full week of Sheva Brachos. And before Yaakov can actually deliver the reciprocal gift, Reuven drops dead. So that's why he can't say, I would have been willing to give you the gift, but I couldn't because you're not around. It's not my fault, it's your fault. He did gladden him. He did get the payback. So he should have given the gift. Now, he didn't actually give it. So it was still roi, it was still money that's coming. And now the recipient died. So therefore it gets shared amongst all the brothers. Okay, that completes that discussion. Yeah. There is Yibam.
So the other ach can go until the Yibam is the Tabat, not for the
Yibam. But he's not entitled to the ring. It's her ring.
Anyway.
It's hers. It was given to her. It was hers that made the wedding when the ring was given to her. So now the Gemara suggests the following. Lema, let us propose that this thing that we're saying, that a woman can have a winning argument. Nuli Bali, give me my husband, Vesmachimo. I'll be happy with him. It's not my fault that he's not around. Maybe that is Tanoihi. Maybe that is an argument amongst the Tanoim. The Tanya, for we learned from the following Braisa. Ma'ari Sisa Isha. Let's say a man does Kiddushin with a woman. Remember, there are two stages of Jewish marriage. Betrothal, Kiddushin. And then usually, it would be a year later, Nisuin, actually living together as husband and wife. So normally, Kiddushin doesn't have a ketubah. But let's say in this case, the husband who made the Kiddushin gave a ketubah. So he does a Kiddushin, and he makes a ketubah with the normal values for a psula, 200 zuz, for a widow, 100 zuz. And he dies. So besula, if the wife was a besula, gova masayim, she gets her 200 zuz. Almana, if the wife was a widow, mana, she gets her 100 zuz. Now, says the Braisa further, Makom shenagu lahazir kiddushin, in those places where the custom is to give back the ring of kiddushin when the couple never made it to Nisuin, so here where the husband died, machzirin, they'll give back the ring of kiddushin. Makom shenagu, because they never got to Nisuin.
Future husband dies.
No, it was a husband. It was kedushin.
But
they never did nisuin. That's right.
What's the mitzvah now?
They're not married yet, Rabbi.
They are married. Kedushin is marriage. It's part of the marriage.
No, but it's
the ring. That's not really.
Continues Rabbi Nassan, Makum Shenagush Lola has the kedushin, and in those places where the custom is not to give back the ring, Ein Machzirin, when the husband died, they don't give back the ring. Div Rabbi Nassan is the view of Rabbi Nassan. However, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, in truth they said, in those places where the custom is, if they didn't make it to Nisuin, they give back the ring of Kiddushin, Machzirin, they'll give back the ring of Kiddushin. Makum Shenagu Shalola Achzir, but in a place where they don't have the custom of giving back the ring, then Ein Machzirin, we don't give back the ring, even though they didn't have Nisuin. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Anu Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the same thing as the Tanakama. El Olavsa, maybe we can suggest the following. Tnuli Bali Ves Machimo Ikabeinayu. Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi are arguing on the question of does the woman have a winning argument? I get to keep my ring because it's my husband's fault that I can't do nisuin because he died. Give me my husband, I'd be willing to go ahead with him. Chisuri Michsur, maybe words are missing from this price of Achi Katani. This is what we have to say. Say it like this. Hama'ari says, Isha, man who does kiddushin with a woman, Besulo's a virgin, and he gives her a ksuba. Then if he dies, Gova Masayim, she gets 200. If it was an almana and he dies, mana, she gets 100. Mamedbar, Mamurum, when is this so? Dehadar Be'ihu, and he's the reason why they're not going ahead with Nsuin. Let's say he's, instead of his dying, he gives her a get. Avol Mesa, but let's say she dies. Then if she dies, that's when they don't have the Nisuin. Then it depends on the custom of the place. Makum Shenagula has you in those places where there's a custom to give the Kedushim ring back. When there's no Nisuin, Machzirin, she's going to have to give back the ring. Makum Shenagush, or her family will give back the ring. Makum Shenagu Shalola Achzir, but in those places where there's no custom that the woman has to give back the ring, Ein Machzirin, so even though she died, we're not going to give the ring back. V'dafka Shemei Sehit. Now this whole discussion of being dependent on the custom of the place is when she died. Avol Mesu, but if he died, and that's why there's no Nisuin, Ein Machzirin, we certainly don't give back the ring, according to Rabbi Nassan, my time, or why? Because Yecholi Hishatomer, because she has a winning argument, she can say, Tnuli Bali, why should I give back the ring? Give me my husband, Vesmachimo, I'm happy to go marry him, he's just not around, it's his fault. Vas Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Lameimar, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi comes and says, Be'emes Amru, in truth they said, Bein Mesu, even if the reason why there's no Nisuin is because he died, Uvein Mesihi, and in the case when she dies, that's why there's no Nisuin. We look at the custom of the place. Makum Shenagu L'Hachzir, if the custom is to give back the Kiddushin when there's no Nisuin, Machzir, and you give back the ring. Makum Shenagu Shelo L'Hachzir, if the custom is not to give back the Kiddushin ring, Ein Machzirin, you don't give it back. V'lo Matzi Amiran, she does not have a winning argument when she claims Tnuli Bali V'esmach Imo. Give me my husband, I'm willing to be with him. It's his fault. That was what the Gemara proposes. Says the Gemara, lo, no, that's not what's going on. To Kuliyama, maybe everybody agrees that if he dies, Yechola Shetomer, we're not going to make her give back her ring because she can argue. Tnuli Bali, I'm willing to go ahead and have Nisuin. Give me my husband. V'esmach Imo. I'll be happy with him. Therefore, Demayasu, if the reason why there's no Nisuin is because he dies, Kuli Amalo Pligi, then no one argues, and maybe, certainly, she does not have to give back the ring. Ki Pligi, where is there an argument? Shemei Sahi, the reason why there's no Nisuin is because she died. V'achan, maybe here, and it's a different issue. B'kidushin l'tibuin nitnu kamiflagi. The argument is, when a man gives a ring of Kiddushin, is he thinking, that's it, the ring is gone, it's going to be swallowed, it's never coming back? Or he thinks, no, maybe it's still coming back. Rabbi Nassan, Sav Rabbi Nassan holds when a person does Kiddushin, Kiddushin, it's not absolute, he's giving a ring, but if we're not going to move ahead, I'm expecting my ring back. However, Kiddushin automatically is full and final, and therefore, he doesn't expect to get the ring back. Therefore, even when she dies, he's not going to get a ring back. So the Gemara says, really? But it says only in a place where the custom is to give it back, does he give it back? Hachi Kamra, that's referring to something else. Visavlonus, in terms of gifts that the husband sent to his wife after the Kiddushin. Vada, in terms of that, Makom Shenagu Lahachzir Machzirin. If it's a place where their custom is to give back the gifts when the Kiddushin didn't end up in an Nisuin, then those gifts get given back.
Yeah. If between Kiddushin and Nisuin, one of the spouses dies, okay, and they go fill up an application, one of the questions is, have you ever been married?
That's right.
The answer is what? Yes or no?
They've been married. They've been married. Kiddushin is marriage, yes.
Is a full complete marriage?
I wouldn't call it complete marriage because they can't live together, but she is a married woman. Yes,
she's a married woman.
Vahani Tanoim. Vahani Tanoim. Now, these Tanoim in the following Braisa, Kahani Tanoim are like Rabbi Nasi and Rabbi Yudah Nasi. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Kitcha Bekikar, if a man did a Kiddushin with a kikar of kesef, namely 60 mana. Besula gova masayim. If it's a widow, she's going to get 200. A virgin will get 200. Val mana. A widow will get 100. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehudom Rabbi Yehuda says, Besula gova masayim. A virgin will get 200. Valmana mana, the widow will only get 100. And she has to give him everything else back. She has to give back the money of Kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi says, Kitcha be'esrim. If his money of Kiddushin was 20, no sein la shloshim chatzayin, he gives her 30 halves. Kitcha b'shloshim, if the money of Kiddushin was 30, nosin la esrim chatzon, he gives her 20 halves. So b'mayas kino, what's the case here? Ilema mesa, if it's that she died, I don't understand, miyas la ksuba, does she even get any ksuba? Ela mesu, so must be, it's that he died. So amay machzeres lo sashar. Why does she have to give back, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the rest of the Kiddushin monies? Name a letter argue, it's newly bani baliv es machimo. I'm willing to go ahead with the marriage. It's that he's dead, so I shouldn't have to give up Kiddushin monies. Ve'ela, so maybe the price is Be'eshus Yisrael Shazinsa. It was Kiddushin, and then this woman who had Kiddushin went and slept around with somebody else. So now he's divorcing her, so he gives her a ksuba, but she gives back the Kiddushin monies. What? And if she slept around willfully, Mias Laksuba, why is she entitled to a Ksuba? Velabaones, if she was raped, Mishya Sharile, why does he even divorce her? He doesn't need to divorce her. Velasa, maybe it's Vesha's Kohen Shenansa, a wife of a Kohen who got raped. It was a wife of a Kohen who got raped, so now he had to divorce her because he can't live with her anymore. Unfortunately, it's not her fault, so she's still entitled to Ksuba. So now the question of giving back the monies of Kiddushin. The Kiddushin Litibu and Nitnukam Ifugi. This is the argument. The argument is, when a man gives Kiddushin, does he mean, okay, that's it, it's going to go get swallowed, I'm giving it no matter what? Or does he still think he might be getting it back? Rabbi Meir Savar Kiddushin Litibu and Nitnu. When a man gives Kiddushin, that's it, he gave it away. So therefore, now he divorces her, but he doesn't get the Kesef Kiddushin back. So besides her Ksuba, she keeps the Kikar Kesef. However, Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, that when a man gives a Kiddushin, he's not thinking it's an absolute. And therefore, he gets the Kiddushin back. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi's not sure whether the husband, when he gives Kiddushin, means he's not going to get it back, or he's thinking still he might be getting it back. And therefore, it's Maman Amutu Masafik, which gets divided. So Kitcha Be'esrim, if the Kiddushin was with 20 shekel, which is 80 zuz, nosin lash loshim chatzayim, he gives her 30 half shekels, which is a total of 60 zuz. So therefore, because he has to give her, you know, both, he has to give her a total of 100 zuz for her ksuba. So 40 zuz stays from the Kesef Kiddushin. He has to give her another 60 to get her to a total of 100. Kitcha b'shloshim. And if he gave her 30 shekel originally as Kiddushin, which is 120 zuz, so now half of it should be coming back. So that would leave her with 60. So she needs to have a total of 100. Nosim la'asim chatzan. He has to give her another 20 halves to get to a total of 40 zuz. So, bottom line is, this question we are saying is a machlokas, that there is a machlokas, whether when a husband gives kiddushin, he's thinking, that's it, I'm giving you the kiddushin, and therefore, even if things happen that they didn't make it to nesuin, still she gets to keep. Or maybe she doesn't get to keep, because when a husband gives kiddushin, he's thinking this is kiddushin, but if it doesn't work out, I'm going to get it back. Or maybe we have a suffix about it, and we divide those monies. Now let's see the halacha. Amar Rav Yosef ben Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef, the son of Ben Yumi, said in the name of Rav Nachman, B'chom bakum shenagu l'avzir. In those places where the custom is to give back the money of kiddushin, if the wife dies before the nisuin, machzirin, we give it back. V'tir guma, what's that place, Naharda? Shar Bavel Mai, what's the halach on the rest of Iraq, the rest of Bavel? Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tarvai, Rabbi Rav Yosef say, Mori, the gifts that the husband gave to her after the Kiddushin. If she then dies before the Nisuin, Hadri, those gifts certainly go back. Kiddushin, but the money of Kiddushin, Lo Hadri doesn't go back. Amar Rav Papa said, Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Bein Shemesu, whether he dies, and it's his fault that they couldn't go ahead to Nisuin, or if she died, or Fahadr Behu, or if he just gives her a get, he's regretting the Kiddushin. Mari Hadri, the gifts got returned. Kiddushi lo Hadri, but the money of Kiddushin does not get returned. Hadri Behu, but if she's the reason why they're not going ahead with the Nisuin, she's refusing to go ahead, and I feel a Kiddushin, Nami Haji, then the money of the Kiddushin also should be returned.
Rabbi, what's the custom today?
I don't know. I need to check it up. I don't know. Amemar said, Kiddushi lo Hadri, we're not going to make the money of Kiddushin go back. Gezerah, because if we would do that, we're worried. Shema Yomu, people might think that they never were married. And they would think that Kiddushin Tovsin Bachosa, that he can go and marry her sister. In other words, if he gave her Kiddushin, and then she says, I refuse to go ahead with the Nisuin, so he now has to give her a get, if we're going to say that since it's her fault, and that's why she's not going ahead with the Nisuin. So she needs to give back the ring of Kiddushin. So people are going to think, oh, the ring of Kiddushin was given back. That means it never was a Kiddushin. And they're going to allow him to marry her sister. So that's why we don't make her give back the ring of Kiddushin. Rav Ashi said, no, we're never going to say, oh, that he might marry her sister. Because Gita Mochia Kolea, he had to give her a get, and everybody knows that the sister of a Megureshes is prohibited. However, under Rav Ashi Bedusi, this idea of Rav Ashi is a mistake. Because people might hear about the get, I'm sorry, people might hear about the ring going back, but they won't hear about the get. All right, let's try to do a little bit of the next Amud. The Mishnah says, Shishbinus is a debt. It's nigves pebezdin. It can even be collected in court. Tanar Rabbanan lived in a braisa. Hamisha dvarim ne'emu b'shishbinus. There are five things that the sages said about shishbinus. Number one, nigves pebezdin. It can be collected in a court. Number two, chozeres be'onasa. It has to be given back at its time. In other words, if Reuven came to my wedding and he made me happy and he brought me a gift, at the time that Reuven gets married, I have to go to his wedding and give him a gift. But I don't have to give it earlier. If I give him a gift bigger than what the gift was that he gave me, that doesn't appear like interest at all. Because it's not really, it's like a loan, but it's really not like a loan. And Shemitah would not knock it out at the end of Shemitah. Let's say he hasn't gotten married yet. We're not going to say if he gets married next year in the eighth year, I don't have to give it back because Shemitah knocked out the loan. Shemitah doesn't knock out such a loan. And if Shishbinus came back to someone after he died, his Bechor doesn't get a double portion it, because it is Ro'i, it is money that wasn't yet in the hand of the father, so the Bechor doesn't get a double portion. All right, first halacha, Nigvis Bebezdin. Shishbinus can be collected by courts. In other words, if I go to a Reuven's wedding, I make him happy and give him a gift, then I can go to the court when I get married and demand that Reuben has to come give me a gift. My time or why? Kamil Vadamya. It has the status like a loan. Yet, if Reuben comes and gives me back a gift better than the gift I gave him, this doesn't seem to be interest. Why? Because when he's giving me a better gift, it's not that he's giving me a better gift because I did him a favor of giving him time with my money. He's giving me a better gift because he's happy at my wedding. He's so happy, he gives me a big gift. So it's considered a gift, it doesn't look like interest. Shmita wouldn't knock out this obligation to lo karina belo yigos, because it's not considered a loan within the rule of don't go collect. Let's say a person gives a loan to somebody else for 10 years. Here's the money, 10 years from now, give it back to me. So within the 10 years, there's going to be a Shemitah. So now does he not have to give it back? No, because the whole idea of Shemitah is don't come during Shemitah to collect. It has to be a loan that's already due. But a loan that's not yet due, I'm not going to be able to collect anyway because it's not yet due. So then Shemitah never knocked it out. So if Reuben hasn't gotten married yet, so the loan hasn't even come due yet. So since it hasn't come due, Shemitah can't knock it out. A firstborn doesn't get a double share in the return gift. Because these are gifts that were only fit to come to father. Bukhar doesn't get a double portion of things that were only fit. He only gets a double portion of things that father actually possessed. Amarav Kahana, Rav Kahana said like this. Klala Dishish Benisa, here's a rule about these, you know, gift practices. Hava b'masa, if that person, Reuven, who I went to his wedding, was in the town at the time of my wedding, he should have come to my wedding and brought me the gift. If he didn't come and bring me a gift, I can sue him in court. And not only if he's in my town, Shama Kol Tavla, if he hears, he's near the town, he hears the bells that they're playing at my wedding, he should have come. Lo Shama Kol Tavla, but if he's so far that he doesn't hear the instruments of my wedding, then I can't sue him. I should have told him that I'm getting married. And if I didn't tell him, Tarumis Islay, he's entitled to be upset at me that I didn't invite him. But still he has to give me the gift. Shlumi Mishalim, he still has to give me a gift. Okay, well, there's Hashem. Yeah.
They talk about the gift you can give him more.
You can give gift, yeah. You can give gifts left also.
You can give gift.
Yeah.
As long as it's a gift.
You have to give a gift.
That's right. Rabbi, if you have...